Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is Happy 2023. Man, I'm super excited about today's show because guess what? We're going to be talking about 2023. Now, if you have any questions, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask Doug or submit your questions on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. What are we going to be talking about today? Well, thanks for asking. How to remain happy in 2023. As always, I have only two questions. As you know, we changed the show's format. And because we changed the show's format, we won't be doing a sneak peek preview anymore. So what we will be doing is we'll actually be doing the live show, and then you can hear it anywhere and everywhere on Wednesdays. Man, you know, my production team and I, we had to go through this little thing. We want to tweak the format of the show just a little bit. Okay, so here are those two questions. One, did you do your homework from last week? Hopefully you did, but if you didn't, I'm going to tell you what you should have did. And it was really easy. Execute the 7 P's from episode 201, COVID-19. Can you believe that we're literally on the other side of COVID-19? Well, not really, because COVID-19 is here to stay, and hopefully everybody is doing the right thing to make sure they stay protected and the people they love stay protected also. Now, if you didn't do it, this is the part that I absolutely love. Did you say your morning mantra? If you didn't, you can say it with me right now. Say, I, state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. You know, every time I say that, I get wired up, fired up, and ready to go. Okay, as always, you know we have to pay the bills. So we still have our sponsors from last year. Yay for us, Linky and Big Net. So listen, if you are a solopreneur, dadpreneur, mompreneur, or side hustler, or small business owner, or promoter, what I want you to do is I want you to go over to linky.com, that's linky.com, and get your free account today. This is the best part about it. You get all the bells and whistles, no credit card required, and you get to try it out for 7 full days. So go and get your free account today. Also, if you want to see an example, just go to linky.com/slowmoneyblues. Now, it is 2023, right? Yes, it is. I'm looking at my calendar. It's 2023. Okay, people are still suffering from a major digital dilemma. They don't know how to do email marketing. They don't know how to do e-commerce. They don't know how to build a website. If that is your dilemma, what I want you to do is head over to bignetdomain.com, where the net just got bigger, and get your domain name, and then go ahead and select from their amazing templates to pick out the perfect website for your venture. Now, just because you're listening today, what I want you to do also is use promo code BIGNET upon checkout, and you'll receive a 10% savings. Woo-hoo! Now, this is the real question of the day. Do you plan on having a happy 2023? Yes. No, of course. Okay. The genesis of a new year always brings about perspective. Many reflect on the previous year and make goals, plans, and objectives to do better in the new year. And if all goes as planned, you might just end up happy, right? Let's get personal. If I told you that 10 days into a new year that most of your plans would be upended, would you believe me? If so, chances are you will not be happy. But is that true for you? Okay. Here are 3 ways that you can remain happy in 2023. Number one, and if you've been listening to our podcast for any amount of time, man, I can't believe we're 5 seasons in, that you know I have a personal mission statement. And I have asked you all as listeners, right, and watchers to create a personal mission statement for yourself. Mine is to help everybody, or to inspire everybody, to pursue their calling, passion, and purpose, to do it with excellence and live a legendary life. So what is the number one way to remain happy in 2023? Live purposefully. Some people say live intentionally or live with intent. For example, you have a car, right? I mean, chances are you probably do. You have some mode of transportation. If you walked out of your house at any time and started up your car and that car did not start and do exactly what it was supposed to do, you would probably be upset, right? Or for example, your smartphone. You download an app and you start, you know, using the app and it's not working the way it's supposed to work. You're probably going to get upset, and chances are you can go and look at the reviews. You're probably going to give it a bad review, right? And so what is my point about living purposefully? It means living with focus, right? In other words, why are you here, and specifically in 2023? And so if you don't know, I don't know, and guess what? No one around you knows. Only you know what your true purpose is. And once you discover that, I want you to live purposefully. And so one of the ways that you can actually do that is, guess what? Develop a personal mission statement. What I want you to do is I want you to write it. I want you to recite it. I want you to record it. And I want you to listen to it every day for the entire month of January. I promise you it's going to change your life. Number two, live authentically. Now, there are so many scams out there. I mean, we're only, a couple of days into 2023, and people are already getting scammed, right? But this is the biggest fraud that any of us can play on anyone. And that is, guess what? Trying to hijack someone else's life. That means we're stealing. We're committing grand larceny. And we're trying to figure out, why is our life not going the way it's supposed to go? Or why aren't we happy? Because we're not living authentically. Everyone loves authenticity. I'm not kidding. And this is one of the best ways to kind of define authenticity. Masterpiece. When you are being your masterpiece self, there is no one on the planet like you. But when you're being a fake, a phony, and a fraud, guess what? You are definitely not being authentic, and no one loves a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Now, this is one of the best parts of all to remain happy in 2023. Live with passion, with gusto, with spirit. Man, like every day. Now, the thing about passion is this. Passion can only really be fueled by the first two things: living purposefully and living authentically. When you're not living purposefully and you're not living authentically, it's going to be hard to be passionate about anything. For example, are you passionate about getting up every day and going into the office and doing your job? If you're not, you need to fire that job. Or you've been wanting to go on your lifelong vacation or something, and you haven't been able to do it because the funds are low. Well, guess what? The funds would not be low if you lived purposefully, you lived authentically, and guess what? That is going to fuel your passion to do that thing that you've been putting on hold forever. And I'm challenging you, I'm imploring you to live with passion. But in order to do that, you have to live purposefully and you must live authentically. Okay, so what are the takeaways? There's only one takeaway. Genuine happiness comes when you understand the journey is the goal. For some people, life is long. For other people, life is short in this body. And guess what? You get to determine what it looks like. Don't let the outside noise tell you what your happiness should look like. And then, what is your homework for this week? Great question. Celebrate the wins and learn from the losses. Now, let me explain to you what winning is for me and what losses are for me. Winning is freedom, and freedom is winning. They are inextricably connected, and guess what? I can't have one without the other. Now, losses. You know, people say, you know, particularly in the sports arena, I lost. Well, let me tell you something. Really, no one loses in a sports arena, particularly if they're still alive to play the game again. The question is, what did you learn from that particular experience? And if you can understand what you learned from that experience, chances are you're going to get better. The only time you lose in life is when you die. Now, I know a lot of people saying, well, Doug, that sounds so morbid, but it's true because you don't get to do any do-overs when you die. Okay, so what did we talk about today? We talked about three ways to remain happy in 2023. Live purposefully, live authentically, and live with passion. Now, what do I need you to do? I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your own personal freedom success system. Until then, I won't see you at the top, but I will see you over the top. Have a great Tuesday. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.